Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jyothy Labs Q2 FY25 conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi everyone. A wonderful season's greetings to all of you. Representing ICICI, it's our absolute pleasure once again to host the management of Jyothy Laboratories for the results conference call. Over to Madam Jyothy for the initial remarks, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, Manoj. Good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to the Jyothy Labs conference call to discuss our financial performance of Q2 FY25. The complete results and investor presentation are available on both our company website and the stock exchange. I hope everyone had a chance to look at it. For the quarter ending September 30, 2024, our consolidated sales reached 734 crores, a 0.2% in value and 3% in volume growth, against a base of 11% value growth in the same period last year. In the current quarter, the variance between value and volume growth is primarily due to increased grammages and select SKU price cuts. We have seen an improvement in rural demand accompanied by robust growth in our e-commerce and quick commerce channels. Our gross margin for the quarter stands at 50.2% compared to 49.2% same period last year, with palm oil prices remaining an exception to the otherwise stable raw and packing material costs. We anticipate some price increase in the soap categories in quarter three. Advertising and promotional spending was 8.3% for the quarter, an increase of 6.4% over the same period last year. Despite softer consumer demand and seasonal impacts, we remain focused on ensuring strong brand visibility. Our operating EBITDA is at 18.9% compared to 18.5% in the same quarter last year, with a PAT of 105 crores. For the half year, revenue reached 1,476 crores, an increase of 4% and 7% in volume, with a gross margin of 50.7%. The operating EBITDA margin for the half year is 18.4%, an increase of 7.6% from same period last year. We are maintaining 9 days of operating working capital and remain debt-free. With a strong cash reserve of 659 crores, following a dividend payout of 128 crores, we are well positioned for future growth initiatives. We continue to place strong focus on our post-wash products. Ujala Supreme, the main lead in this segment, was well supported by a pan-India multimedia campaign. Additionally, partnerships in key markets with landmark events such as Pandharpur Yatra in Maharashtra and the Puri Rath Yatra in Odisha have shown impressive consumer engagement. We have roped in the talented Vidya Balan as the new brand ambassador for Ujala Supreme. Our latest campaign featuring her went live in October 2024. The Ujala Crisp & Shine campaign featuring megastar Nayanthara is resonating well in the southern markets. In Kerala, our Ujala IDD detergent powder achieved a market share of 23.9% in quarter 2 FY24, aided by a multimedia campaign featuring superstar Manju Warrior. We have launched exclusive liquid detergent packs for the Henko brand and are continuing to actively sample in target markets. Our 5-liter bulk pack of Morelite liquid detergent has been well received, and we successfully introduced Mr. White liquid detergent in key markets in October 24. We remain focused on our objective to build scale across different categories. In the dishwash bar category, Exo reached a market share of 13.6% this quarter, with a focus on small packs yielding positive results. Multimedia campaign featuring Shilpa Shetty was sustained at optimum frequency. Meanwhile, Pril Liquid has maintained its market share at 14% with a sustained multimedia campaign starring Genelia and Ritesh Deshmukh. We are committed to expanding the liquid vaporizer category with Maxo Liquid Vaporizer experiencing strong double-digit growth this quarter compared to a category growth of 2%. It aligns with our strategy to focus more on the liquid format. Our multimedia campaign featuring Kareena Kapoor is gaining traction. Maxo Coil has seen a slight decline due to a consumer shift towards incense sticks. Our national multimedia campaign featuring Rashi Khanna is further elevating the Margo brand with a particular focus on Margo Neem Naturals to enhance visibility and appeal. We are leveraging digital channels and initiating consumer engagement to improve the effectiveness of our campaigns, considering the media consumption habits of our target audience. We remain focused on building our personal care portfolio by extending our product line and adding new variants. In summary, our EBITDA of 18.9% for the quarter indicates better operational efficiency. At the half-year mark, our 7% volume growth indicates that our strategic approach and initiatives can keep up the growth momentum. The growth in market share of our brands highlights the consumer trust they have built. Going forward, our strategy includes deepening our distribution network in rural markets and expanding our direct retail presence. Volume growth will be a key metric for us as we focus both on rural and urban segments through targeted innovation and a strengthened distribution network. We remain optimistic about the long-term potential for growth through premiumization and operational efficiencies. Jyoti Labs continues to focus on sustainable and profitable avenues to meet evolving consumer needs, ensuring our legacy as a household name in India. We remain steadfast in our commitment to brand investments, distribution expansion, cost optimization, and new category adoption. With this, I finish my opening remarks, and we are happy to answer any questions or clarifications you may have. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Manoj Menon from ICICI Security. Please go ahead.
Jyoti, just a top-down a question here. So when I take a step back and look at the last, let's say, 1 or 2 years of, actual performance and commentary by many of your peer group, largest to smallest, there has been some sort of, stress demands we always faced and they used to call it out. But whereas, you had managed to execute superbly and, grow much faster than industry with a market share gain trajectory. So what suddenly changed in this quarter? Is there something which you are picking up, let's say in your sales data, or is it just completely external?
So, hi Manoj. One is yes, we've been at a good growth level, at a double-digit growth level till Q1. July was not so good for us. In fact, September was at a double-digit growth. July, we saw a lot of issues in terms of from floods and things like that, especially impacting South as a region for us, and South contributes around 40%. One is that, and second is the muted demand that still continues. So these are the two factors which has led to this kind of growth.
Is there any regional disparities in growth, or is it general that you have seen this across everywhere?
It is there across. So the consumer demand is there across, as in the muted consumer demand is there across the country. But it was also affected largely by the seasonal impacts that has happened.
Understood. Anything on trade inventory or any difference in primary, secondary, some companies did call out. Is there anything of that, those aspects, or no, it's just a pure consumer issue?
It's a consumer issue.
Okay. Understood. And if I heard you correctly in the presentation, you have held on or gained shares, right? I mean, across the board.
Yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you. I will step back in the queue. I've got a few more. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vishal Gutka from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm Vishal here. Just want to check, HUL saw high single-digit volume growth in their home care business, where home care is predominantly detergent plus dishwashing, which is a majority of our business. Was the overgrowth very muted, although you highlighted some of the factors that led to subdued growth during the quarter. But is it due to more of competitive intensity, and what are you doing to recoup the market share? It seems that you lost some market share in both the segments. So can you please highlight what are the action plan that you intend to regain the lost market share?
Yeah, so Vishal, one is that, see, our growth, if you see last year base is at 11%. So that is one. Q2 is a higher quarter for us. And on top of that, we had given 11% growth last year. And like you said, we have not lost market share. We have gained market share across segments, be it detergent or dishwash. So that is not a problem. It is the consumer demand that has... that has somehow surprised us. So that is one. And one is the base effect.
Got it. So competitive intensity, you don't seem that has gone up significantly. It is more or less a status quo, right, with regards to competitive intensity. That factor remains more or less.
Yeah, so for most of them, the bases were not as much there last year. We have been a great performer last year, up to Q1. So that base effect is there. And the other bit is we have not lost market share. In fact, we have increased market share. So that is intact. Competitive pressure has always been there. Yes, it may be up and down each quarter. But we have, things ready with us to combat that.
Got it. I meant more new product development. So we have done in last, I think, 12 months, if I recollected right, we have done Margo Neem Naturals and More Light Liquid Detergent. So if you can just give a broader perspective, what the new product launches are contributing, what is the contribution of the new product to overall Margo franchise, and More Light, if you can give any color on that. And the secondary adjacent question is that when do we see more aggression on NPDs? Because aggression, when we do see more and more launches, and a related question is that any plans of entering into newer categories like floor cleaner, toilet cleaner, air freshener, although we are present through a form of tea shine, but we are not seeing that much of aggression in those categories.
So, see, More Light detergent was launched in the first quarter, so that is yet to, while we have launched, we have seen good pickups there. We have also launched the Mr. White liquid detergent in October, which is this quarter. And our Henko and Ujala IDD liquid detergents continue to do well, and they are growing at double-digit growths. So that is one. Margo Neem Naturals is also growing steady. Also, our Margo Original Neem as a soap is also doing well. So if you see, personal care is a negative this time on a base of 25% growth last year. So
right.
That is one. So that's one difference that you see. And going forward, yes, next year you will see a lot of launches happening across segments.
And any plans of entering newer categories apart from the four core categories that we have?
Yes, you will see that in the coming quarters.
Okay. And my one margin guidance, so earlier they guided for 16-17% band. Now in the first half, you delivered approximately around 18.5% number with regards to margin. So would you like to up the guidance for the entire year, or would you like to reiterate earlier guidance of 16-17%?
We would like to maintain it at 16-17%. See, as we go, we don't know where the raw material and those prices will be. As of now, palm oil prices are at a high. So for now, we have maintained, we have grown the EBITDA margins. But whatever comes as an up, we will be investing behind our brands.
Got it. And you highlighted that September has seen double-digit volume growth. So that trend has continued in the month of October as well?
See, that is, October has been with a lot of festivals, if you see this time. So hopefully this quarter we should see some, I wouldn't say double-digit, but maybe mid to high single-digit.
Got it. Thank you. That's it from me. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. So just on the on this volume growth for the quarter, you mentioned that there were some disruptions in July which affected the numbers. So you were saying basically ex-July you have been able to continue at the mid to high single digit range, and it's only kind of dropped down dramatically in July. That's the way to think about it, right?
Yes.
Got it. And the second thing was on the cost side. So apart from soap price increases, which I think industry is also taking, would do you anticipate any pricing in the second half of the year or any on the balance part of the portfolio?
Yes, on soaps there you could see some price increases coming in. And across the portfolio also, as and when required, we'll be taking up prices.
Got it. Got it. And to the earlier participant's question, you did speak about new launches. So you're expecting new variants slash category launches in this year, in the second half, or you're saying that's an FY26 kind of thought process?
It's a new calendar year launches we are.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And just one more was on HI. So when you mentioned that the 2% growth is category growth, is it? And versus that, LV growth for you has been double digits. That's what you mentioned.
Yeah, within our HI segment, our liquid vaporizer growth has been at double digits.
And category growth is in low single digits.
Yes, category is at 2%.
That is 2%. Perfect. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Minhas from Prescient Capital Investment Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Sonal. Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Ma'am, I wanted to just get some subjective color on anything you've seen in terms of demand or any take that you have on general trade versus modern trade versus e-com. Anything you would want to share related to your product line, that would be great.
Yeah, so demand has not been that good, I would say. Between general trade, modern trade and e-commerce, the modern trade e-commerce is doing well, is better off.
Okay, and general trade is relatively therefore not doing well. So is there a channel stocking issue in general trade as well? Just trying to like dig a little deeper.
No, no, there is no stocking issue, but generally, since GT contributes larger, so there you see muted demand and that hence you see the sales muted.
Okay. Ma'am, is it an oversimplification to say that, and when we talk to you, we are also looking at the results of your peers and the other people, is it like a good generalization to make that the industry was sitting on a high base growth for last year and hence the kind of growth that we're seeing right now looks muted, and or there is something subjective which you are picking up from your assessment of the market overall, which you would want to share?
Yeah, the industry has not been in great shape since last year. We have been doing well, and for us those bases were, last 3-4 years has been great, and we are sitting on that base, yes.
Urban, anything in particular which you're picking up, which is more pertinent to, let's say, why a consumer on the urban side is not buying in general, anything which you picked up from the market?
Nothing like that. If you see, modern trade and e-commerce have been growing. But yes, there is a general slowdown in the general trade across the country.
Got it, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it from my side. I'll fall back into you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Gutka from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, just one question on one of the smaller businesses actually, is on laundry services. So recently acquired one brand called Cusilo. Just wanted to understand the thought process of acquiring this brand and a longer term prospect with regards to business, and if you can any picture and if you can provide details with regards to how is the profitability for this business as of now.
Quiclo is a small brand. It's a very, very small acquisition that was done in Hyderabad. And we have not acquired the entire business. It's only the brand that we have acquired. along with it, the consumers. I mean, the customers that have been using, we've got that additionally. So our business has gone up to that extent, but we are at an EBITDA neutral as of now.
Okay. And the long-term purpose of this business, because earlier you had scaled down the business significantly. Now, what is the business looking like with regards to next 3-5 years?
See, we would like to maintain it, that's all. There won't be any significant growth or, you know, that kind of plans that are there. We would be maintaining it at a break-even.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, participant who wish to ask question, may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Amit Purohit from Elara. Please go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. Thank you for this opportunity. Ma'am, on dishwash, actually just wanted to know your thoughts. I mean, this quarter has, I mean, for quite some time, for the last 3 quarters, we've been growing at mid-single digit. Last quarter was a bit better. This quarter, again, but I mean, we took some initiatives, I think, somewhere on the pouches, and we were likely to drive kind that growth, which was with that SKU was probably not pushed aggressively in the modern trade channel, and also what has been the trend there?
So if you see the growth for us across segments, it is a general thing. Dishwash has been fine so far among the, if you see fabric care growth, personal care growth, and your other HI and dishwash, they all have been at a positive growth, right? And we have maintained our market share, which also, and in Exo we have grown the market share, in Pril we have maintained the market share, which also means that in this competitive environment, we have done well. So that's all what I can say. Going forward, we have taken a lot of steps. Hopefully that should result in good sales.
No, I was just looking for this SKU of pouches. Has that got good acceptance in the Exo, for the Exo brand? I think, if I'm not wrong, that was this corrective action was done last year or so.
So pouches more from Pril point of view, not from Exo.
Okay. And how has been the response?
It's been okay. It's been good. In fact, we'll concentrate on that as well going forward. That's the you know, recruiter pack for us. So that will continue to be given focus.
Okay. And ma'am, on the other expenditure side, wanted to know what, because I mean this quarter we have seen a YOY decline. What would be the reasons for this? I mean, which are the cost items that has helped us to actually reduce the cost?
Other expenditure.
Yeah. Other
expenditure. Yeah. That is general stuff which has gone down. So basically, factory alignment and other expense that happens during the, for the factory expenses.
So there is no one-off kind of thing, right?
Nothing one-off, yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Bhuvania from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
I have one question. So you mentioned that, you know, modern trade, e-commerce, etc. are going faster. If you could highlight what are the growth rates for those channels, and also if you could highlight what is the salience of modern trade, e-commerce and quick commerce, and how they have trended over the last, say, 3 to 5 years in terms of salience.
Yeah, so that, modern trade e-commerce has been growing at double digits is what I can say. I can't give the exact number.
Okay, and in terms of salience, how they're, how much do they contribute to our revenues, and how has they trended? Because they've been growing faster than general trade for quite some time. So how has the salience shift happened over the last 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, so 6% is our overall e-commerce contribution.
Karan, sir, am I audible to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. The next question is from the line of Sonal Minas from Prescient Capital Investment Advisor LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Thanks for taking my question again. I was looking at your trade receivables as of September 30, 2024, and comparing them to the same number for 2023. There seems to be kind of a rise from 175 crore of trade receivables as of September 23 to around 245 crore as we speak right now. Any subjective commentary you would want to make on this?
That is increase in our institutional sales. That's all.
Okay. When you mean institutional sales, you're talking modern trade. If
yes. Yes, yes.
Got it. So this is cyclical, this is systemic. Just want to understand this a little bit more.
No, we have maintained our working capital at 9 days. So that's okay.
Okay. Why I was asking, because for the same sales that we do, which is the same slide, and the number is up, basically trade receivables up by around, I think around 75 or CR same time last year. So this is kind of a significant delta, which I was asking. But has the share of modern trade significantly gone up last year versus now? Or this is just like one off?
Yeah, Sonal, so we are not giving any credit to our GT customer. So whatever debtors balance is there, that is related to institution sales. So since that institution sales is growing up, so you may see that increase in the debtors receivable by 50 crores, which is in line with our business if you see.
Okay, and this will remain at these levels as we go forward.
This will fluctuate by 50 crore, maybe less will be there. So sometimes what happens, some pipeline credit notes is there or something is there, for that we have a provision. So it may drag by, it may be like plus 25 minus 25 crore will be there. But that overall, that working capital that we are saying we will maintain in 10 to 12 days, we are within that only.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Jyoti, for the last 3-4 months, we have seen that HUL, announcing a project called Stratos and reducing the PFM content, and whereas Godrej has given a response in their press release, last month. Seems to have two companies seems to have taken diametrically opposite stance in terms of source formulation. Only one thing, one comment from your side. Have you done any such projects for Margo or not?
No, we have not taken any such projects, Manoj. We'll continue with what we have been doing.
Okay, sure. Secondly, Jyoti, there is a general perception over the years there is a certain quantum of growth which you are able to deliver, let's say, higher than industry due to whether it is numeric distribution addition or improving productivity. So are we to assume that, that still continues, and this overall growth is just because of one very bad July?
See, that, like I used to always say, we are an FMCG company and we'll continue our journey to add retail outlets. Yeah, so that will continue, but we are sitting on a huge base of retail outlets. So that difference will be there. Any additional increase in outlets will have to be carefully considered. But we are still on a journey to increase outlets. So that will happen. And the outlets that we already have, we have certain regional brands which we'll be taking and using these outlets to reach out more brands and more launches.
Understood. And thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, Manoj.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sentil from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, ma'am, and thanks for the opportunity. First question is just a clarification. You mentioned that you'll be foraying into new categories. So it will be in terms of relations with the existing categories, or it will be a completely a new category. You can provide some more details on that.
It could be newer categories.
Okay, and the existing distribution and sales will be compatible for the new products, or will you be planning a new kind of distribution for this?
No, we'll be using our existing channel. We have a good distribution setup, and we'll be using those launches in our existing channels.
Thanks. Second question is on expanding the geographical presence of our main wash category. So if you can just share some insights in terms of what improvements we have seen in terms of...
We have certain brands which we are regionally present. For example, Ujala IDD, which is present in Kerala, West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, that we would like to scale up at a national level. So that you will see step-by-step increase happening there in terms of distribution and reach. Like that, there are other brands as well which we will be taking it pan-India.
Okay. Just last question on this liquid detergent as a category. We are also seeing liquid detergent in 10-rupee packs and things like that. So does this increase the category relevance across the customer base? And how does... So we have launched liquid detergent across all our brands. So how do you plan to take up this category, and how could be the relevant in the next 3 to 5 years for the company?
See, liquid detergents is a growing category. It's growing at 40% to 50%, largely from south, and now you can see those things happening across the country. We were initially in the premium segment. Now we intend to take it to all the segments. Because one is we are seeing good response from the consumers, and liquid detergents is here to stay.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chinmay from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am. A little general question from my side. So from a medium to long term perspective, could you give some color on how do you, in the sense that what does it take to stay competitive in the e-commerce or the quick commerce space compared to general trade? And is it like, is this part of your active strategy? Or if you could just give 2 to 3 key initiatives that you plan to undertake over a medium to long term to stay competitive, specifically in the e-commerce space.
See, we've been investing behind the brands. I would say your brand should sell, your quality should sell. These are the most important and critical, whether you're in general trade, e-commerce or wherever. So that's first main point. Second is consumers look at deals as well. So we have to be competitive that way, whichever channel that we are present on. So those are the things that will help you. Also, try and do a lot of digital activities, because that's the shift that's happening in terms of media from TV largely to digital mediums. So to reach the right consumer at the right time.
Okay, well, yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, participants who wish to ask question, may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Vishal from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you team for the opportunity. Just wanted the clarification on the price hike that you have taken in soaps portfolio. If you could highlight the quantum of the price hike And when was it taken? Is it at the end of the quarter?
No, we haven't taken any price yet, hike yet. We will be taking is what I meant. Yeah.
Okay, so that would be executed in 3Q?
Q3, yes.
Okay. So, and in terms of volume growth, so you did mention that there is pain in the market. So would it be fair to assume that even in next quarter, where you are sitting on a base of 11% volume growth, your volumes would be subdued even in 3Q, based on the trends that you have seen in the last few days or last 1.5 months, what sense do we get?
Yeah, so we are trying our best. We'll, be between mid-single to high-single digits.
Okay, so this along with the annualization of the earlier pricing actions, because we are sitting on 4 quarters of negative realization, so that will turn positive, and also along with the additional price hike that you take, we should lead to a high-single-digit kind of revenue growth, is what you are seeing.
There won't be much of a price hike impact as such in this quarter. We are taking price increases, which will come in Q4 rather.
Understood. Okay. And in terms of margins, you seem to be conservative regarding your margin guidance, where you have already done almost 18.5% EBITDA margin in first half, but you have maintained a 16 to 17% EBITDA margin guidance. Is it something that you think that could be because of volatile inflation that might impact your margins in the coming quarters, or you basically wish to spend the entire amount in terms of generating demand in the market?
Yeah, so it will be a combination. I would still maintain at 16 to 17. It will be a combination of investment, brand investment, and that requires to support new launches, and also a potential price hike in raw materials.
Understood. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sri Narayan Mishra from Baroda BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
So my first question was on the new categories that we would be launching. Will there be any significant capex?
No, not much.
Okay. And so second question was on HI category. So as we see, this category has degrown on a 3-year CAGR basis by 10%. So how are we doing on this category, or what is our plan to turn this around, or what actions are we taking to beat the competition or illegal incense sticks? So some color on how we are approaching this category.
See, what we have maintained in the past is what I would continue here, that our focus is on the liquid vaporizer segment. And for us, in spite of a quarter like this, we have grown in double digits in the liquid vaporizer segment. It's the coil category that is seeing a negative growth. And we have taken certain measures which you will see in the coming year.
Okay. And the competition has launched a new product in LV category. Are we seeing any impact of that?
No, I would like to focus on what we are doing. We have grown healthy double digits and we are happy with that.
Okay. Thank you. These are my questions.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comment.
Thank you all for going through the presentation, and
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.